These are your latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Jack Ogilby. First up in the club are said to be keen to land at free agent Antonio Rudiger this summer. Ralf Rangnick is a big fan of the Champions League winning defender who has yet to sign a new contract at Chelsea. But the 28-year-old is focused on the Blues' push for silverware and will leave a decision until the end of the season. It casts a shadow over the future of Harry Maguire, with United having conceded the most goals in the top four and the joint most in the top six. Talks over a new deal for Rudiger at Stamford Bridge are said to be no nearer being resolved, with the centre-back, whose contract expires in the summer, well aware that he could earn up to £400,000 a week with Real Madrid and PSG, both of whom have already made clear their interest. United are also keen on a deal and are monitoring his situation. Moving on, and if a move does not work out for Rudiger, it's said that the club have been looking elsewhere, having made initial inquiries about a possible deal for Borussia Dortmund's Manuel Akanji. United have been prioritising a defensive midfielder and a striker for the summer, but talks over Swiss international Akanji again indicate that Rangnick wants a new centre-back. Phil Jones is still hoping to lead despite turning down a move to Bordeaux last month, while Eric Bailly remains unhappy at his limited playing time. Akanji has 16 months left on his contract and is valued at around £26 million. Dortmund have offered him a new contract, but he is thought to want a significant pay rise, and United are again monitoring his situation and could swoop in the summer. Finally, United are amongst a number of leading Premier League clubs currently in talks with Paulo Dybala's representatives, with the player thought to be open to leaving Juventus when his contract expires in the summer. United, Chelsea, Arsenal and Manchester City are all said to be in open dialogue with his agent and have confirmed an initial interest with the Juve number 10. However, there could be a significant stumbling block with uncertainty that the Argentine wants to leave Italy, despite his entourage suggesting he is keen to depart Turin. That's all for now. We'll have more later.